take it or I'm going to start it. Take it or leave it. Gaze slightly overstated where I thought Sam Collins might sit at the end of 2025 when he becomes an unrestricted free agent. But I do. He'll be 30 at the end of the year, but he's a fit 30.
Oh, yeah. And he hasn't played that much footy. Oh, just over 100 games.
Take it or leave it. Sam Collins will be a highly sought-after commodity as an unrestricted, not to the level.
I said big ticket item.
Yeah, not you. Well, I'm not
well,
sure
that falls into the big ticket item category.
Not quite big ticket item, but there will be clubs coming for Sam Collins at the end of 2025.
I'll take it if he maintains the form he's in right now.
Yeah, I agree.
In 12 months' time, I'll take that.
But his form line's been pretty solid.
Excellent.
So I think the only thing that's going to stop him is obviously old age when it hits him and potentially injury. But he's sort of become. The player is the player he's going to be, I reckon.
I think that's about right.
He looks pretty
good. More upside, is that what you're saying?
Well, you don't need to be. There doesn't need to be much
already
more.
Already at a level.
He plays at a solid, professional, consistent level.
Just lock him in at fullback every week. Yeah. Get the best forward. Of course, that's all thanks to Spark. Rekindle your spark with Glow Fire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. Glowheating.com.au. When we do take it or leave it, it's all thanks to Glow Fire Pits. And coming up in the Sports Day menu, thanks to 4 and 20. No matter where you're enjoying 4 and 20, nothing beats the great Australian taste. Brad Johnson, as always, on a Wednesday.
Nice.
Ash Brown as well. Now, take it or leave it. Horny was interesting on the Hawks last night. Basically, they're younger now than they were when they started this rebuild in round one last year. They had the least amount of injuries basically in the competition last year. Now they're missing some key players. So basically, don't panic. Bit of an outrider on the weekend, how poor they were. But just a couple of questions on the Hawks. Take it or leave it, Hawthorn will win a flag before Tasmania.
I'll take that, of course.
Well, your colleague at Fox Footy suggested otherwise, Jonathan Brown.
Well, but you only have to, I know that there's differences, but the history says that is a given. So
yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I agree. I'd take that as well. Now, Mitch Lewis is the last player Hawthorn should consider trading.
I'm taking that. He's a massive asset.
You wouldn't want to give. You've got your key position stocks are not great.
No, that's true. But I think it all depends on what's coming back the other way, obviously.
Gee, you've changed.
No, he's
you're
my man.
You're in love with him.
No. But let's be honest. But it depends on what was coming.
No one's off the table.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Okay, righto.
Okay. Take it or leave it. Just one on the D's. Jacob Van Rooyen. Take it or leave it. It's hard to get a read on how good he is.
Yeah, I'll take that. It's not a high-functioning forward line, and he's a young player still playing a difficult position. I'll take that.
Well, quite often he's been the number one forward in his first. Well, he's played 26 games, kicked 36 goals. That's tough on a 19, 20-year-old, the best defender.
They
not many get that, forwards.
No, that's very true. They obviously like what they're seeing from him. So, I'll take what you addition up.
And what were you suggesting before Andrew McGrath off air? Six-year deal
being
on the
reported,
table.
Cal Toomey's reporting that he's been offered a six-year deal.
He's had an excellent 18 months. Yep. Going back to defence, that is his position. Can lock down and can get plenty of the footy. So
nice.
I think I'd be comfortable with that. He's probably the next captain.
Yeah. Well, he's vice now.
He's vice now, so I'd be comfortable with that.
Chelsea Roffey not too far away from joining us.